As aid convoys rolled into Madaya for the first time since October, the scene on the ground appeared dire, with the UN's top humanitarian official Stephen O'Brien saying hundreds could die if they are not immediately evacuated.
Around 400 people have been identified who must be evacuated immediately. We must seek to do this and put the arrangements in place for a medical treatment, or they are in grave peril of losing their lives and dying with either the causes being from malnutrition or for complications for other medical reasons.
Late last week, the Syrian government gave its approval for the UN to access Madaya and two other towns, Foa and Kafraya. This following what the UN called credible reports of people starving to death. Previous requests for access to such isolated areas were largely turned down. According to the UN, only 10% of such access requests for the delivery of aid were granted over the past year. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.